Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Rabbi Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
We're learning Meseches Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Beis. The Gemara is continuing the discussion. It started on Daf Ayin Aleph. The Rav Huna had said that if somebody sells karka and he leaves for himself the trees, he also leaves for himself the karka of the trees. And the Gemara had a kasha on him that Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah says when someone's makdish karka, he's not makdish anything that's in the karka, the bar, the gas, the shevach. He's not makdish that, but he is makdish the cheruva murkav and the sadana shekema. And the reason is because he can't leave for himself the cheruva murkav and the sadana shekema, because they'll end up being yainik from mistei hektish. And the Gemara says that if when somebody sells, he's mishaya karka, and who would then when he's makdish? It's the same as selling the fear of Shimon, he's mishaya the karka. So what's the problem? It's being yainik from the stay hektish. He's being Mashiach the Karka, it's his Karka, it's Yenny from his Karka. LMI, anyway, he's not Mashiach the Karka, so therefore, when the Karka is Hektish, he's not Mashiach the Chui either, because it'll be Yenik Mishnei Hektish. So the Gemara's Teretz is Eina Chinami, Rabbi Shimon goes like Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva, you're not Mashiach yourself the Karka, and Rav Huna that says you are Mashiach the Karka was going like the Rabbanan. That was a Sugya in that final. So here the Gemara is asking a cash on that. The Gemara says, "Umi matzis mukmis lo Reb Shimon k'Rabbi Akiva." How could you say Reb Shimon also k'Rabbi Akiva? V'atanya, we have a brisa. Hikdish shleishi lanas yumata sar lebeisa. If somebody's makdish three trees and the trees are planted in a way that 10 trees could fit into the beisa, hare hikdish es hakarka v'sei lanas shebeinem. So then he's makdish the karka and the smaller trees. The Rishbam says, Taisa says, the trees that don't, the non-fruit bearing trees that are between these trees. Well, the Ma'aseh said the karka is also kadosh, so therefore it's not considered a hektish on the trees itself. The trees that go together with the karka, it's called a hektish of a field. Now the halacha is when you pay the, if you hamakdish trees separately, then you have to be paid to the trees in the exact course of the trees. But if you makdish a field, you makdish karka. So then the Torah gives a set amount how much you pay to the karka. Zerah chaymes sa'ayim mechamishim kash shekel kesef. A base kur is for 50 shekel, and it goes with that cheshbon. So if the trees are going together with the karka, the trees and the karka are considered one big sada, and you pay them with this formula of zerichay mesorim mechamishim shekel kesef. But pachas mekani yais mekani, the Rishbam learns it means if there are fewer trees in the base saw, or more trees in the base saw, so it doesn't have that space of matah sar le base saw. So in that case, Haveh Zeh Lo Yikdish as a karka, or the case of Ikdishim Bezeh Chaseh, you weren't makdish three, you were makdish only one, and you were makdish one at a time, so then you were not makdish the karka, and therefore only the trees are kaddish, so then the halach is, Lefich Shu Pai De Seilonis B'Shevim, you have to be paid to the trees in the amount the trees are worth. Nothing to do with Zeh Chaim Esarim, because it's not a sud, it's individual trees. V'loyayint, the Mishnah B'Rai Sefer's Eis, even if you first were makdish individual trees, in the haste, either they didn't have that space of matah sar lebeisa, it was more than a beisa, less than a saw for 10, or you weren't makdish three trees, you were makdish one at a time, so first the trees are kaddish, v'chaz v'ikdish is the karka, and then afterwards you went and you were makdish the karka, but once you were makdish the trees as individual trees, even if subsequently you makdish the karka, the din is shupay the pay the silanis b'shevein. You have to pay to them separately. The ilanis have a din of ilanis, and that's why you have to pay to them in the amount that they're worth. And the karka is a din of karka, and after you pay to the karka separately, azer chaim esayim mechamishim shekel kesef. So before we get to the Gemara and what it wanted to do with this brisa, let's discuss the brisa itself. So the first story is the Rishbam has a ara. How much is a matah asara lebeisa? When you have 10 trees in a beisa, how much is there per tree? So Rishbam brings down the Gemara in the second parak. A beisa is 50 by 50 amis, 2,500 square amis. 2,500 square amis divided by 10 trees would be 250 square amis per tree. That's the Gemara early in the second parak. But then the Rishbam asks the kasha. It says the guy be selling the trees. That's the Gemara a little bit later in the fifth parak, that fei beis. The Gemara says that this din, that when you sell one or two trees, you're not selling the karka long, but when you sell three trees, you're selling the karka long. The Gemara there in the fifth parak is a different shear. It doesn't say matah asara lebeisa. It says that the trees are distance between 4 amos and 16 amos. They're between 4 amos and 16 amos apart. If it's less than 4 amos, then it doesn't have a din, you know, they don't sell the karka. If it's more than 16 amos, also you don't sell the karka. But anywhere between 4 and 16 amos, you're selling the karka. Now you make a cheshbon, Taisa makes his cheshbon, in Erech and Nafya Dalad, if you make a circle with a 16 amos diameter, if you have a square with the side being 16 amos, 16 times 16 is 256, would be a little bit more than the 250 square amos that the Mata Asar Lebeis Sa'a would be. But that's only if it's a square. Lamaisa, the unique, is in a circle. So if you have a circle with a 16 amos diameter, so that's only 3/4 of the square, so that would be like 192 amos, so that's less. So 16 amos apart, the trees being 16 amos apart, that would give each tree 8 amos of unika, which means each tree would have a diameter of 16 amos, is a little bit less than the matasar lebeisa. So this is Rishbam's kasha. By Mechira, in the fifth parak, it says that the shear is from 4 to 16, and here it says that the shear is matasar lebeisa, which is more than 16, a little bit more. So what's pshat? There's a discrepancy. What's pshat? What is the shear? So the Rishbam makes this chiluk between mechira and hektish. The Rishbam says, by mechira it's telling the das ha-mechir, and the das ha-mechir is when you're selling the trees which have in it the amount he needs to maintain the trees, to pick the fruit. That's the point. So there the shear is between 4 and 16. We're talking about the shear that's generally used and necessary for the maintenance of the trees. So there the shear is between 4 and 16. Mashenka by hektish. Hektish is totally on unika. How much each tree needs for its nourishment from the ground. And how much each tree needs from each nourishment from the ground. There it needs the 250 square amos. That's what the Rishbam says here. Mike Tyson points out in Afmam and Zayin and Beis. On Af Pei Gimel, the Rishbam says a different pshat. The Rishbam says the machlokes and the braises. There's no chilik between mechira and hektish. There's a machlokes. This din, that three ilonis is selling the karka, this braisa holds that the space between the ilonis is exactly a mata asara lebeisa, the space that it takes to put 10 trees into a beisa. You're giving each tree 250 square amos for yanika. And that braisa holds that it's totally in how much you need for the maintenance of the trees, between 4 and 16 amos, and there's no chilik mechira and hektish. This braisa that says it by hektish holds who within by mechira the shear is matasar lebeisa, and that braisa that says it by mechira holds who within hektish the shear is from 4 amos to 16 amos. So those are two mahalachim. And there's a third mahalach, which is the Yad Ramah here, which the Yad Ramah also says that there's a chilik between hektish and mechira. But the Yad Ramah holds that mechira is more chamer than hektish. Mechira is more in yofer than hektish. So, by mechira, the shear is 16 amos. By hektish, it's a little bit more. It's matasar lebeisa. But that's the maximum shear. The minimum shear by hektish is also 4 amos. By mechira, it's 4 amos to 16 amos. By hektish, it's 4 amos to more than 16 amos to matasar lebeisa. So he teaches when the Braisa says pachas mikan yes mikan different than the Rishbam. The Rishbam says pachas mikan means that there are fewer trees in the beisa. It's wider apart. And yes mikan means that there are more trees in the beisa. There's more stuck together. Has to be this exact spacing between the trees. Anything more or anything less, you're not makdish the karka. But if either the Yad Ramah, that can't shnim. Because the Yad Ramah holds if there's more trees, as long as the trees are 4 amos apart from each other, just like by Mechir it works, by Hektish also works. So that can't be Pshan and Pachas Mikan Yesim Mikan. What's Pshan and Pachas Mikan Yesim Mikan Lefi the Yad Ramah? Pachas Mikan means that there are fewer trees. That you're not doing 3 trees, you're doing 2 trees. That's what Pachas Mikan means. You're doing 2 trees. 2 trees is not Karka. 3 trees is Karka. Pachas Mikan means fewer trees. Yesim Mikan means more than a Beisa. Yes, and mikan means if there's more than a beisa, that means they're further apart. That the Yad Ramah is maskim. That further than more than matal beisa, you're not being makdish the karka. But if it's narrower, if it's more crowded, as long as the farm is apart, the Yad Ramah says it works. So there's a different meisha It's early in the third parak. It's Simon Chavtes, Anaf Beis, in the Dibris Moshe. Rav Moshe Feinstein, he asks two kashas on the Rishbam. First kasha on the Rishbam is, what's the surah to be tailored in Yanika? If Vinishvi, that's not how people planned. Because you're saying, by Mechir, it works between 4 and 16. It's not the pshat, it's an unusual way to plant. So why would it be that since the Yanika is getting mixed together, so immediately you're not being makdish the karka. Who cares if the Yanika is getting mixed together? What's the pshat in that? That's one kasha. And the second kasha is, why should Hekdish be tali in Yanika? Particularly, Hekdish Kumsais is worse. Usually you say that even if you're a Meicher, Bein Ram Meicher, but Makdish Bein Yafa Makdish. But here you're saying that if the Yanika is overlapping, by Mechiri you're selling the Karaka, but by Hekdish not. Only if each tree has its own Yanika. What's the story for that? See, in the Ramah, you could say like this. Mechiri is totally just on what people do and what looks like it. By Hekdish Umu Machmer, as long as there is a reason why the trees are so far apart, and they still have a connection to each other, we'll consider it an orchard, we'll consider it the trees go together with the land. But by Mechira, no, because that's not the real derech of how people plant. Already, Lefi Maris Ayin is considered to be further apart. That's what's mashma in the Yad Ramah. But that's also the Yad Ramah that's just saying that Hekdish is more chamer. Mashaykin, to say that Hekdish, when the Yanika overlaps, you're not makdish. What's the story for that? What's the story to Mechalak Hekdish and Mechira B'chai Gavna? Pella. So Ramesh says a very interesting pshat. He says, Mechira, we don't really care what was going on in his mind. That's not negayah to us. When someone sells something, the din Mechira are established, and if you want to do anything different, you have to speak it out. So Mechira, Chazal Shteldevek, what do people normally plant by fields, by orchards? Between Dalan Amis and 16 Amis, that's what you need to maintain the orchard. Doesn't make a difference in Yanika because people don't care that much to give each tree its own Yanika. The fruits will probably come out better that way, but it doesn't matter because the more trees you have, the more fruits you have. You're willing to compromise on the quality for the quantity. So whatever is considered the regular way that a person has an orchard, there, when you sell the trees, automatically the land goes along. You're assuming he's selling an orchard when he sells three trees. And he asked the red ice that he's only selling the individual trees, not the karka. So it's not totally in Yanika, and it's not totally in his be'etzim das. It's totally in what's normal. But he says, by Hekdish, the pshat is, we're talking about a case where he himself had no intention to be makdish the karka. If he had intention to be makdish the karka, rather the karka is kaddish. He had no intention to be makdish the karka. He was only thinking about the trees. He didn't think about the karka. So by Hekdish, since you're not dealing with somebody, you don't say dvarim shablevein and dvarim. If he taket didn't have any intention to makdish the karka is not kaddish. So what's the pshat when it's matta asara lebeisa, the karka is kaddish? Because there the karka is bottle and tuffle to the trees. The karka is there to serve the trees. It becomes a chelik of the trees. It's memel and itvil to the trees. So there the pshat's like this. If every inch of karka here is for the trees, no more, no less, so the karka becomes a chelik of the trees, becomes bottle for the trees. If let's say you have more karka than what's needed for the trees, or if the yanikas overlap, and be'etzim inside the karka, you're not giving each tree all the yanika that it needs. The teretz is, yitaka don't care. But the karka is not there for the serving the trees, because it's overlapping. The karka, obviously, just like you could overlap trees, you could plant more things there. You don't need that each tree should have its own nourishment. So vayta the karka is not be'etzim tuffle to the trees. The karka is only be'etzim tuffel to the trees when the pshat is that each tree has its own yanika in the karka. The mela, the karka is fully for the trees. Each tree has its own yanika, exactly what it needs, no more, no less. So the karka is for the trees. It's not for anything else. Just like you didn't overlap the trees, you're not going to plant anything else either. So then the karka is bottled to the trees, the mela, it's muktish along with the trees. But Shankain, if you're anyway overlapping the trees, so the karka is not for the trees. The karka is just to get it out for what it's worth. You might want to do other things with the karka also. The male of the karka is not bottled to the trees. It doesn't go along bad. So, as I touched the pshat in the Rishbam, Yishmak, Habakitsu Yathir Mahalchim, we have the Rishbam here that says that by Hekdish, it's totally dafkin mata sara lebeisa, no more, no less. Mashengi by Mechir, it's totally team 4 and 16. We have the Rishbam over there that says it's a machloikis, the two brashes, no chilek Hekdish and Mechira if the shear is mat asar lebeiso, or the shear is between 4 and 16, and we have the adrama that says that by mechir it's between 4 and 16, and by hekdesh is between 4 and mat asar lebeiso, which is a little bit more than 16. Because hekdesh is a little more chama than mechir. And now another nekuda also. The Gemara there says in the fifth parak that if someone buys two trees, he has to bring Bikurim, but it doesn't say Kriya. And the Gemara explains because it's a suffix. It's a suffix if he has Karka. One tree, he doesn't have Karka. Two trees is a suffix if he has Karka. Three trees, if he has Karka, he's maybe the Kari. And whenever you don't have Karki, you don't say a Kriya because you can't say Al-Damash and Asatali. So two trees, it's a suffix if he has the Karka. So there's a Sefer Chais in Yeshua's that asks the Kasha if it's a suffix if you have Karka or not. So what's the shot by Hekdish? We say it's not Hekdish. By Hekdish, we should go L'chumra. A suffix Mammon is the Kula. A suffix Yisr is the Chumra. By Hekdish, we should go L'chumra. Chayat Pella. So there's a shtickle for a Mrs. Zalman. It's an Ilchaz Ishus. Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. He throws it in Derech Agiv in the shtickle. He brings the raya for this Yisayin. That when the Isser is B'teilod of the Mammon, a psak on the Mammon is a psak on the Isser. When the Isser comes as a result of the Din Mammon, so the psak on the Mammon is psak on the Isser. So Enechanami Hekdish is an Isser. But the Yisayin of the Hekdish is, it comes from the Din Mammon. We spoke about this in the previous shiur. But the Yisayin is Hekdish here, we're talking about Kedushas Damim. Kedushas Damim is B'Yisayin of Mammon. It's B'Yisayin of Mammon Hekdish. The Isser of Hekdish comes from the fact that it's Mammon Hekdish. So good. So by Hekdish also, you go to with the regular Dine Mammon. Just like the Marshal, Shimon Shkop has a shtickle, beginning of Shar Hei, he says, he asks the Veltz Kasha, what's the pshat you say, a Meitzim Chalel V'Raya, that you could keep the Mammon, but what happened to the Isser Gzela? Why don't you say something to Reis L'Chumra on the Gzela? So Zaktib Shimon Shkop, because Gzela is totally on the Din Mammon. Gzela is totally on the Din Mammon. Whatever the din, gzela means, don't be over on the din mammon. If the din mammon is that it's Yana's thing, you can't go and take it for yourself. But if the din mammon is that it's your thing, even though it's a suffix, but that's a din mammon. The din mammon is by suffix, we say, Meskel Varaya. That memel is no gzela. Because you're not violating the din mammon in the chayfetz. Even if klapish shmaya gali, it's not yours. But since in hilchas mammon, in hilchas mishpatim, it belongs to you, so you're doing what hilchas mishpatim in the chayfetz is, that's not called gzela. So, Rabbi Zalman here, I think, is extending it just to Hekdesh also. And you have to say, even though we said in the previous year that it could be the Isser Anah from Kedusha's Damim is not just the Gzeil Digadin, there's Batsim Isser Anah. But that's out once you know it's Hekdesh. But in order to determine that it's Hekdesh, the determination of Hekdesh is a Mammonasikah determination. And if Alpi Ilchas Mishpatim, I say, I'm the Marikama, and I win against Hekdish. It's a male, it's not Hekdish. Because Hekdish has no din mom in here. Once it's not Hekdish, I'm allowed to have an offer from it. As I give all the Giyas said, now interesting, there's a Machalikas Yishainim in the Dorim and Av Zayin. The Gemara there has a Shail Lagab Bit Stoker. Right? The Gemara has a Shail that you say Yesh Yad Lit Stoker, the Gemara applies with the Teku. Someone says that, he says this money should be Stoker, and this is a yad l'nedarim, he didn't say the whole net, he just said, and this, he didn't say, and this tztaka, so a shayel of hilchas yadayim, is there such a din? You are obliged to the teku. So the Rabbanan, the Rashba says, since it's a teku, so you have to give it to tztaka, because it's a shayel of a neder. The shayel is a neder chalonat. By a neder we say, safik derayim to l'chumra, safik yisur l'chumra. Zak deran tamani aleim. I don't understand what they mean. So before she gemar in chulat, we have a safik like a tzucha and peya. You say Safik Lakula, Safik Matnasanim, you go Lakula. Say, how come I stuck? You go Lakumra. There aren't Agis in their man and their Ashba. He says a Safik stuck, you go Lakula, because Safik Matnasanim, you go Lakula. So even though Matnasanim is a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv, it's not just a mammon, there's an Isser involved here. There's a lam. Lekik tzircha loy salakit. The Teretz says, but the lav is totally on the din mammon. And since Mitzad the Din Mammon, you say a Meisko V'Raya, that takes care of the Lav. So the Ran says, who are them by Tzedakah? There's a Neder, there's a Lav Deraisa, Le'achel L'Shalmai. Moses Sasechet Tishma Vesisan, I say Deraisa. Let's tell him the mammon. If you have a mammon, so Mamela, you have a cheskis mammon, Mamela, you win the sveikis, that takes care of the life also. And a shayla is there, and Ban and the Rashba, they seem to hold not that way. The Ban and the Rashba hold that since by tzedakah it is an iser, so you have to pay it. And you don't say Safik Mammon Lakula. So how does Ramban and the Rashba learn? Sounds like the whole of Mrs. Almonds is saying that the din of the Mammon could pass Kanais Benegay of the Isser also. But Lamaisa, the Machne Ephraim says, you know what the Pshad and the Ramban, what's the Svaris and Machlaikas and Ban and Rashba that holds when you have a Safik Eshiyan Litzdaka, the halacha is that you go Lachumra. And the Ramban says, no, you go Lakula because Safik Mammon and Lakula, you go Basa Mugzik. Zog the Machne Ephraim is an Ilchat Tzedakah Perik Beis, that the Machlekes is, when you make a Ned the Tzedakah, the Ramban and the Rashba hold nothing schal on the moment. Nothing schal. The moment doesn't turn into Mayis Aniyim. You have a Chiv to go give it. But nothing schal. There's no Atfasa by Tzedakah. Mashiach and the Ramban holds, no. When you say Dov Ezel Tzedakah, you make a Nidre Tzedakah, it becomes a Chalais Tzedakah. It becomes a Chalais Mammon Aniyim. Now it doesn't belong to you anymore, it belongs to the Aniyim, and they have to give it because it blames Mam and Aniyim. The Ramban and the Rashba hold all there is here is a nether. If you have a suffix, if you made a nether, you don't say a mesgah of a raya. If you, let's say a shvua, I'm going to give something to someone. And it's a suffix if the shvua was chalanat. You don't say a mesgah of a raya. It's not a shayla of Mam, the Mam and Zicha belongs to you. It's a shayla nisr, it's a shayla shvua. Then you can't say Moskva V'raya. Then you say Safik Yisur L'chumra. So who are they? When you say Sel Ezel Tzedakah, and you said it B'derei Chiyan, it's a Safik of Yitzchal. It's not a Safik of Mammon, it's a Safik of Nisr. Vashayin and the Ranals, no. Avada by Yishvur, the din would be you'd say Safik L'chumra. But by Tzedakah, Sel Ezel Tzedakah is at Fas on the Tzedakah. You're turning the Tzedakah into Mammon Aniyim. So there, if it's a Safik, it doesn't become Mammon Aniyim. It becomes yours because of Moskva V'raya. And the male, you can keep it, you don't have to give it to Tzedakah. If that's all richtig, as we state in the Machne Ephraim, so Mel, that's outside stock you have a Shaila. But by Hektish, there's no question. When you say Hektish, what happens is it turns into Hektish. It becomes Mammon Gevaya. And Mirasa Ligvaya can Mirasa Lahedyatami. That's klar. The Shaila's by stock is such a musik. But by Hektish, it certainly works that way. So by Hektish, everyone will be masking that even though there's an Isser of Hektish, there's an Isser to have an off from Hektish, there's an Isser to take from Hektish, but everyone will be masking that Isser couldn't be told, like Abisha Zalman says, on the Din Mammon, and the Din Mammon is Eiskepask, and it belongs to the Mugzik. And Mamela, the Akaka won't become Ekdish. But there is a Yad Ramah, which holds not that way, and we're going to explain this, but first, in order to understand the Yad Ramah, I want to explain the Sugi, what the Yad Ramah is going. It's going on the next particular Gemara. But it's directly negated to this Shaila. We'll see. The Yad Ramah is a Das Yachid in the Rishayim. We'll see. But the Yad Ramah holds that when you have a Safik Hektish, you go to Chumrah. But let's see the Gemara. The Gemara brought this Brysa, like we said. The Gemara brought this Brysa, and the Gemara wanted to say, who does this Brysa go like? The Gemara wanted to prove that this Brysa goes like Rav Shimon, and a Raya that Rav Shimon holds like the Rabban, and he doesn't hold of Meicher Ben Yafa Meicher. So the Gemara is like this. Money. Who could this Brysa go like? Here, Rabbi Kiva, Ha'ama Meicher Ben Yafa Meicher V'kosh Kei Maktish. If it goes like Rabbi Kiva, it's even Meicher's Ben Yafa Meicher. If it goes like the Rabbanan, okay, Meicher's not Ben Yafa, but Maktish is certainly Ben Yafa Maktish. And because when you Maktish the field, the bar and the dice and the gas and the shevich and all these things go together. Elamai goes like Rabbi Shimon, who holds that all these things don't go together with the Hektish, just Rav Merkav, and the male of the Gemara goes into it. So the Shaila is, when he's seeing this Brysa, that this Brysa doesn't hold that Meicher Ben Yafa Meicher. So Machlokes Yishayim exactly. Who state that in the Brysa? Why doesn't this Brysa shim with Rabbi Kiva? Why does Rabbi Kiva hold that this Brysa doesn't hold? So the Rishbam holds that Meicher Shnei Elonis has Karka. So that's why this Brysa can't go like Rabbi Kiva, because the one who holds Meicher Ben Yafa Meicher holds that when Meicher Shnei Elonis, he gets the Karka also. And it can't go like the Rabbanan, because even though the Rabbanan holds that Meicher Shnei Elonis doesn't have karka, but since Makdish Ben Yafa Makdish, so Makdish Shnei Elonis is going to have karka. As I like the Rishbam. But the Rishayim, a lot of Rishayim, also Rishayim, like the Rishbam, but a lot of Rishayim argue, it's a Taisus early enough, Matan Zayin and Beis, and the Rishayim there, and the Daflam and Zayin, the Rishayim here. Because Lefi Zeh will come out that we don't paskin like that Mishnah. Lefi Zeh should come out, Alacha L'maisa, we paskin like Rabbi Kiva, Meicher Ben Yafa Meicher. So we would have to paskin that Lekech Shnei Lonais would be, you would get the Karka. So maybe in Echarami, maybe that's what the Rishbam holds. But the other Rishayim hold that way. The other Rishayim hold that Avanda, we paskin Lekech Shnei Lonais, you don't get the Karka. Because even Rabbi Kiva holds, you don't get the Karka. This din that by one ilan, you don't get the karka. My two ilanis is a suffix, and my three ilanis, you get the karka. That's not totally lefidu rishainim in the machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanim. So what's bothering the Gemara? Rabbi Kiva, he says that meicher ben yafim meicher, so koshke makdish ben yafim makdish. Where in the brayse doesn't it stem with ben yafim? So Taisa says enough lam zainim and beis, and all the rishainim bring it. The Ramban, the Mechamis over here, the Rashba in both places. And the aside is like this, it really comes from the Gemara and Erichin, that the Brice is Mavur, that when you makdish the trees and the karka together, so you don't have to pay to them separately. You can pay to them all with the same price of Zerah Chai Mesorah Mechamishim Shekel Kesef. It becomes one field. If you makdish the Ilanis separately and then you makdish the karka, then there's two separate dictation. You have to pay to the Ilanis B'Shevim, you have to pay to the karka with the price of Zerah Chai Mesorah Mechamishim Shekel Kesef. Hazagin Rishayim, if you hold Makdish Ben Yafa Makdish, the Gemara held that even if you Makdish it all together, but if you're doing it with the Gansa Ein Yafa, you mean to make two separate Ekdashes. When you Makdish three trees, but even that the Karak is Kandish or so, Lefi Rabbi Kiva, what's going to happen is the Ilonis and the Karak are going to have two separate Ekdashes to them. Because you could do it one of two ways. You can make it all one big sada with the Ilanis, and then the whole thing could be paid with the Zerah Chai Mesorah Mechamishim Shekel Kesef. Or you can make it that the Karak is Lechud and the Ilanis are Lechud, even though you're doing it together, but you could be Mechav and the Hekdish to be that way. And then, even though it's one big Hekdish, but still, the Ilanis are going to need their Pediyah, and the Karak is going to be Zerah Chai Mesorah Mechamishim Shekel Kesef. So Hekdish doesn't get more money. So since a Makdish Ben Yafa Makdish, that's what your Kavan is. And since this Brice held that you could be paid it all together, that's the Raya Bein Ram Makdash. That's the Pshat from Taisus and Lamed Zayin and Mabeis. That's the Pshat and Lamed Rishayim. Because they didn't want to be Seivul, their Bekiva holds that by two Ilanis you do get the Karka, and that will come out of Lachal Lamaisa that by two Ilanis you would get the Karka. The Yad Ramah is the third Pshat. And this we're going to get back into the Sugya of this Safik Hektish, is the Lechum Rul Akula. The Yad Ramah holds like this. It's the opposite of the Rishbam. The Rishbam holds that this din by two ilanis, you don't get the karka, it's only like according to Rabbanah. According to Rabbi Kiva, you get the karka. So like the other matzvaket. When you meich shnei ilanis, lefir Rabbi Kiva, it's a suffix. And that's why the din is maybe the kari. But that's only, maybe the kari, I mean. But that's only according to Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbanah, it's not even a suffix. According to Rabbanah, it's pashit, you don't get the karka. So that the Gemara says that by two ilanis, it's a suffix, that goes according to Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbanan, Yizekha don't get the karka. Zakter Yad Ramah. So if Rabbi Kiva holds two ilanis is a suffix, because he holds, maybe Vayne Kaire, so then by Hektish, a suffix, Avada goes Lechumra. So that's the kasha. Not like the Rishbam, that according to Rabbi Kiva, even Mechira two ilanis goes. No, and that there Yad Ramah holds like the Rishayim. That the din, that two ilanis doesn't get the karka, is la halacha, even according to Rabbi Kiva. But that it's a suffix, Rabbi Kiva l'mais holds a suffix. The Rabbanan hold bein ra, they don't hold the same as Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds a suffix, the Rabbanan don't get it all together. The Rishbam holds according to Rabbanan it's a suffix, Rabbi Kiva it's a vadeh. But the Rama holds no, according to Rabbi Kiva it's a suffix, according to Rabbanan don't get it all together. So that's the Gemara's kasha, since we hold makdish bein yafa makdish, salkapana behegdish etav zayin a suffix, and by a suffix by Hekdish, you'll go Lechumra. So you see that the Adramat doesn't hold it as you say that was saying from a Mrs. Zalman, that when you have a Muchzik by Hekdish, you go Lekula because it's a Talad of the Din Mammon. Bakert, he's learning up the Gemara that's why the Brisa has to go like the Rabbanan. That's why the Brisa has to go like a Pshimin, that by Makdish Bein Ra Makdish, because if you hold Makdish Bein Yafa Makdish, so then it's a suffix, and by a suffix you go Lechumra. But the Rishbam, the Adramas has two reasons why you go Lechumra. First reason he says is faked. It's b'chol man astira to b'sus almonds yisait. Because the first reason he says is, and we spoke about this in a previous shiur, what's the pshat when it's a suffolk in the mechiri, you go b'as the marikama, why don't you say the lekeach is the mochzik? The Yad Ramah holds, be'etzim the lekeach is not a mochzik. He's not a mochzik in the field. But the pshat is by hektish is always the mochzik. Kalecha the issa be'gaza the rachmana issa. So by mechira, when you sell someone two trees, and the shayl is as you get the karka, so you're the mukhzik. Karka b'chaz b'lech kaimi. You're the mukhzik. But that's klapei ahedit. Klapei hektish, there's no karka b'chaz b'lech kaimi. By hektish, kalecha nisa b'gaz n'rachmana isa. Hektish is a mukhzik all the time. So mela, it's not the pshat that the din of the mammon doesn't pass in the iser. The din of the mammon guva by hektish is that you can't go bust in a marakama because the hektish is always the mukhzik. That's what the Yad Ramah says for first pshat. So that would stim in the lumdus of Rabbi Zalman that the din of the mammon would pass kenais. He's just saying by hektish, paket, the mukhzik is the hektish, not the marakama. But the Yad Ramah says another reason why he knows that by hektish a suffolk will go Mechumra, he says, because you see by Bikurim it's that way. You see by Bikurim, the din is if you don't own the karka, you don't bring Bikurim. But if it's a suffolk, if you own the karka, you mechuyif to bring Bikurim. So you see clearly that the suffolk, the mammon, doesn't pass in the issa by Bikurim. So Zak the Yad Ramah, so just like by Bikurim, when there's a suffolk, we don't say that the marakama paskins a suffolk and mainly a potter from Bikurim, because it's not your karka. Because the cheskes marakam of the meicha paskin is not your karka, and you potter for bringing bikurim, you don't say that. We tell you maybe vein nekare. So who adin? By hektish, we're not going to say that the suffolk by the marakam is going to paskin on the hektish and tell you that it's not hektish. No, just like bikurim, the mechayiv bring bikurim. So koshkan by hektish, they're going to tell you you can't use it if life's hektish. Now b'emison. And that's a sugi in the fifth parak. B'emison, the kama achrenim that are very bothered by this kasha, that the Yad Ramah is saying, b'nichusa, that you see the marakama doesn't paskin like abedi bikurim. Why takanat? If the halacha is you don't get the karka misafik, so why do you have to bring bikurim misafik? Why can't you say it's chayinga paskin that it's not your karka? And b'meil, that's your paskin like abedi bikurim also. But I want to say over geshmaker of Shimon Shkam. It fits in what I was saying before. Shemishkov is in Shari Yeshe, Sharei Periches, going weiter with his big Yisaitis about the Mammon being Tali and the Din Mammon. He says like this, he says that sometimes things are Tali on the Din Mammon, and some things the thing is Tali on the Bailas Klap Ishmaya. I'll give you a marshal. The Gemara says in Lulav HaGazel that Avuna told the merchants of the Hadassim they shouldn't cut the Hadassim off the trees, because that would be could be the trees belong to a yid, because Gayim could still karka from a yid. And Mamela, if they cut the dasa from the trees, so Mamela, they won't be yitzah. They won't be yitzah because it belongs to a yid. It's not lachem. But if the guy cuts it off, when they're buying from a guy, so it's already yish in his hands, and then when he sells it to them, it's yish and shini rishus, and then they could be yitzah. So they have to make sure they can't cut that dasa from the trees. The guy has to cut it for them and sell it to them. Ferksich the kasha. Lamaisa, if they're allowed to buy it, so Lamaisa and Alocha is the guy's a muchzik. No one's coming and tying him anything. The guy's a muchzik. So why do they have to worry about Dalad Minim? So Teretz Reb Shimon says, Dalad Minim is Tali Be'etzim who owns it. Gzeil is Tali on the Din Mammon. The Din Mammon, if no one's coming and saying it's my karka, so the guy's a muchzik. So you have no Din Mammon. The Din Mammon is Eis Kepaskin that belongs to the guy, and immediately you can buy from him. It's not a shayla gzeila b'chlal. But dalam minim is tali b'etzim who the bailam is. It's not tali on the din mammon. It's tali who the bailam is klap ishmaya. The bailam klap ishmaya, if it belongs to a yid, you're not going to be yitzah. So Meili says, let him cut it, it'll be yish and shini rishus. And this Rav Shimon answers the bikurim also. He says, bikurim is not tali on the din mammon. Bikurim is tali b'etzim. So Meila, even though mitzad the din mammon, his marakama wins, and mitzad the din mammon, we say zvade belongs to the meicher, but that's only in the din mammon. But be'etzim who the owner is, we don't know. Bikurim is tali be'etzim who the owner is. It's tali and kabi shmaya galia could be you are the owner. That's why you have to bring bikurim. So this would answer the Yad Ramah's taina from bikurim. You'll have to say, Bikurim is takatoli klapi shmei gali, who the owner is. If klapi shmei gali, it's your Bikurim, some you have to bring it. Just like Dalad Minim. The Lechem by Dalad Minim and the Artscha by Bikurim is the same thing. It's totally be'etzim, not totally the Din Mammon. Even if the Din Mammon somebody wins, someone has an Esrug, which he wins also, much well for Raya, can't be Eitzim with that Esrug. It's a Safik. Even though he's allowed to eat it, he's allowed to use it, it's not a problem. But the Mammon is totally, the Din Lechem is totally klapi shmei gali. So who would then, if somebody has karka, because of Meitzvah of Araya, he's still a suffix. Or if he doesn't have karka, it's still a suffix. That's totally in Klapish Ma'agalia. Mashang and Hektish were saying they're Mrs. Alman's word. The Hektish is taka totally in the dim moment. The Hektish is not totally who, if it's Hektish, Klapish Ma'agalia or not. If in the Tilchas dim moment, it's not Hektish, so male, there's no way to keep it. Hektish is Mamish, the same thing as Gzela. It's Gzela de Gedin. If an hilchus gzela doesn't belong to hektish, so kumtais, that means it's not hektish. It's not called mammon gevaya. It's not tali in the be'etzim. It's tali in the din mammon. That's a daf mezagin. So lemaisa, what comes out, the Yad Ramah is saying lefi his pshat in the Gemara that it can't go like Rabbi Akiva because Rabbi Akiva holds makdish bein yafa makdish. Lefi his pshat in the Gemara that Rabbi Akiva holds a b'shtei lanas it's a suffik and still by hektish will come out that it's hektish. So he holds that by a suffix hektish, even when you have a marakami, you go l'chumra. But if you all the other rishayim of pshat in the Gemara, if you all like the Rishbam's pshat, that by hektish, Rabbi Kiva says that the karka does belong to him. So for keret, the Gemara that says the suffix goes like the Rabbanan. Or if you even feel like the other rishayim, that the Ein Yof is a different problem because the trees would become hektish separately. So it's mevuri for keret. That even though it's a suffix, they hold the hektish, you go lakula. So if you all the other rishayim, it is mavur, it misses almonds, you cite. And now let's see the next sugya. I want to go through a little bit the sugya at the end of the blot, the sugya about peya. Gemara says it's at the end of the fayim beizim and beiz, v'omer avhuna. The Gemara just got through saying that the chiruv amurkav and the sadhana shikma have a dual identity. They're in some ways like a tree, and some ways like karka. They're like a tree that if you sell two trees together with the churva murkav, that's considered selling three trees, and the buyer gets the karka. They're like karka, that when you sell a karka, even though all the trees go along, the churva murkav and sad neshikma don't go along. So now the Gemara wants to say a different thing in regard to a whole different halacha where something would have a dual identity. So the Gemara says, "V'am ravuna." An Omer, which has a sasayim, two saw of wheat, so in certain respects it's like an Omer, it's like a bundle, and in certain respects it's like a wheat stack, not a bundle. Tayris Omer alav, in the respect that it's like a bundle, the shnei amarim shecha, shnayim vu ena shecha. The halacha is, by shicha, if you forget a bundle in the field, if you forget one or two bundles, it's shicha. If you forget three bundles, it's not shicha, and no one is allowed to take it. So if you forget two bundles together with an oimer sheish b'sasayim, in that respect, it has a din of an oimer, that's called forgetting three bundles. It's not like forgetting two bundles with a gadish, it's forgetting three bundles, and it's not shicha. But Tairis Ganesh, I love the Tanan, because the Mishnah says, Aymer Shiesh B'Sasayim, Shacha Yen Shecha. If you forget just the Aymer Shiesh B'Sasayim, just that, so then, it's not considered an Aymer, it's considered a Gadish, and it's not Shecha. So let's say a few Aris. The first, what is the Makar, what's the source of this Din, that two bundles is Shecha, and more than two bundles is not Shecha? The Rishbam says, the Rishbam says that the source is, the Sifri says, it's because it says, v'shechachta oimer v'sada, as opposed to a gadish, as opposed to a wheat pile. And if you forget three bundles, that's considered a wheat pile. Many Rishaynim, though, bring a Yerushalmi with a completely different drasha. The Yerushalmi is a Mesechtes Pei, a Perek Vav, Alocha Hei, brings a drasha that it says, la'oni u'lager tazay v'aysam, La'ani and Lager is two things, so that teaches you two piles, two things, that's considered Shecha or Leket, but three not. The Gemara also brings a different drasha that it says Lager, Layasim, V'Lalmana, Tia. So there's a Machlaikis, Beishame, and Beisil. Beishame says three is also Shecha, four is not Shecha. Because Beishame, Darshan is Lager, Layasim, V'Lalmana, That's three. It says v'shachachta oimer v'asada l'sasha l'kachta l'ger l'yasim v'lamon netiyah. That's three, and more than that is not shicha. Hashengi mesul holds no. L'ger is one, and l'yasim ula almana. Since it's above, l'yasim almana is only one thing because they go together. So that's two. That's the machlokes b'shamim b'sul. So this is the drasha that's in the Yerushalmi. It's brought there in Masechtas Peah, Perek Vav Mishnehei, in the Rash, in the Rush, and in the Bir Agra. And the Rambam brings it in Hilchas Matnas Aniyim, Perek Hei, Halacha Tezayin. He says, L'oni L'ger Tazavaysam, Afilo Yishnayim, Echad Lani V'Echad L'Ger. So that's one drasha that many Rishayim bring. But this drasha the Rishbam brings, that the reason why three is not Shech is because Oyma V'loi Gadish. It's also brought here in the Raman, the Me'iri. And also the Raivin and Tayrus Kayanim and Kadeshim, the beginning of Perek Gimel, and also in the Urayim, they all bring this drasha. And it comes from the Sifri, but it's not 100% clear that's what the Sifri means. The Sifri starts off with Shechachta Oyma V'loi Gadish, and then goes to the din of two being shikha and three not being shikha, and then it says, because it says l'gel yasal manatia, so could be ayim v'legadish is one drasha, and the drasha of two and not three is from l'gel yasal manatia. At least in our gear to the Sifri, it seems that way. The Zer Avram appears on the Sifri, red zedais. But apparently, these Rishonim understood that when the Sifri says shechach to ayim v'legadish, what it says afterwards, that two is shikha and three is not shikha, is a hemshech to the v'shachach to'im of le'gadish. That's what it's learned out from. So, Bevison, we could ask, like the Rishayim that bring the Yerushalmi, or if they understand the Sifri, that o'im of le'gadish is not going on this din is learned out just from le'gel, yosim, and almana. So then the din of o'im of le'gadish, l'chayr is teaching you this halacha, that if the o'im is more than sasayim, it's a gadish. And o'im of le'gadish, like we're going to speak about soon in this year. So there, it would seem that in order to be a gadish, it has to be in one bundle. A gadish can't comprise of two bundles. Because the Mishnah really, in Peah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, the Mishnah brings the Machlokes, Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. What if the Sasayim is in two different bundles? Rabbi Gamliel says, even if the Sasayim is in two different bundles, Sasayim is a Sheh Shecha, even if it's in two different bundles, as long as it's more than two Sa'ah, it's not shikha. And the Rabbanan say no. It's only when the sasayim is in one bundle. But if you have two bundles, each one is less than sasayim, and together they're sasayim, that would be considered shikha. So Rabbi Gamliel says, why? Usually the more bundles you forget, the better it is for the Baal HaBayis. And here you're saying that the same amount of wheat, if it was in one bundle, it's not shikha. But if it's two bundles, it is shikha. So the fact that it's in two bundles makes it worse for the Baal HaBayis. So the Rabbanan answered him, well, if it's in one bundle, then it's a gadish. But if it's in two bundles, each bundle is not a gadish, it's kmichais. That's the Gemara, that's what the Mishnah says in Peah. And that's how we basket, that in order for the sasayim not to be shikha, it has to be in one bundle. So according to the Rishonim, that say that the din of two bundles and three bundles is not learnt out from gadish. That's Xeris Akasa from Lager Lamana Leosim Tia, whatever it is, a different basik. Now there's another din that it can't be a gadish, but there, each aymer, you can't make a gadish out of two separate aymerim. If one aymer is a gadish, then it's not shikha. But if the gadish comes from a composite of two aymerim, they don't combine to become a gadish. And that's why it's a sayim from two aymerim are not shikha. So that's good. But according to the Rishbam, that the din of two and not three is learned out from gadish. And the din of sasayim is also learned out from gadish. So if you have three bundles, that's called a gadish. But in order to say a gadish mitzad the sasayim, it has to be in one bundle. So that's a shtigl deichik. Mestamet is what you have to say. That if you want to say it's in a gadish because of the amount of ayimrim that you forgot, if it's three ayimrim you forgot, the ayimrim combined to become a gadish. But if you only forgot two ayimrim, so as far as the amount of ayimrim you forgot, there won't be a gadish. Why is it a gadish? Because of the amount of tefuah you forgot. If you forgot a sasayim tefuah, there it's only a gadish if the sasayim is in one aymer. That's all gishmak. I saw in the Mikdash David, it's in his Kuntjes Anjam, it's in Simon Samach Beis, and Eis Gimel, that he brings from the Mishnah Rishonim, and I saw the Aruch HaShulchan Aras, it also goes with the Svarah, that it's not Xeris HaKasav, two and not three. And it's not exerius a kasav if it's a sayim, it's not shikha, it has to be an oymer, it has to have a din oymer, not a din gadish. It's a svara. anything that's a derech to forget, so we assume a stomach of Bala Bayis would not remember it, and once he forgot it, let the Aniyim have it. Anything it's not the derech to forget, and if you forgot it, the stomach will come back and remember it. So male, the Torah wasn't mezakenet to the Aniyim. So male, if it's more than the amount of bundle someone is ruggle to forget, so that's a gondish mitzvah. The fact that people don't usually forget is that much. The stomach will come back for it. The male, the Aniyim can't take it. And the same thing when you have an Omer, which is so big, it's a sasayim, it's not a usual Omer. It's not the derech for people to forget such an Omer. That's why it's a Gaddish. Now, Shein Kain, if there's two Omer, neither of them are sasayim, and you only forgot two, that's already the derech to forget. And the Melo, that's not considered a Gaddish. Now, in the Etzem Din of sasayim, we had mentioned, the Rashbam brings from the Sifri that Omer v'loy ha-Gaddish. But he also brings another drasha from the Sifri, and the Sifri actually says both. The Sifri brings a drasha that says Lesoshel Lekachtai. Since it says Lekachtai, it means an Oimah which is possible to come back and to take it. An Oimah Sheish B'Sasayim is not possible, or it's difficult to come back and take it. So Mela, it's not in the Klal of Lesoshel Lekachtai. Now the question is, does it mean the weight of Sasayim, or does it mean the size of Sasayim? The Taisis Yontif speaks about it, and the Mefarshim and the Mishnayis there, because the Rash Silver says it's the weight of Sasayim, which he explains the weight and the amount of Zuz or Litrus that it is. I think it's around 50 pounds or so. But the Taisis Yontif says that Sasayim is not so heavy. You see that the Miraglim carried 40 Sa, so it's obviously not the weight. It must be it's the size of the bulk. It's too bulky to carry, not that it's too heavy. But a lot of Mefarshim on the Mishnayis say the Meraglim carried 40 saw, that was in the Deiris Rishaynim, that was like Maisa Nisim, where they were very strong people. Today we don't carry so much. And it's Pashat that 2 saw is already pretty heavy. Like I said, it's about 50 pounds or so. So Mamela, you could say it's because of the weight, and there could be an Afkamina Lalacha. If the Pshat is it's a size, is it a volume measurement, or is it a weight measurement? But Reb Chaim Kanievsky says in the Sefer Derech Emuna that this whole pilpul that they have, if it's a size or a weight, is only in the Man Yom of Vesashel Lekachta. It's only if you hold of that drasha. So there the question is, why can't you carry it? Is it because it's too heavy to carry or too bulky to carry? So it'll be an afkamina. But in the time of Omer V'Loy Gondish, he says that's partial. If you're just going with Omer V'Loy Gondish, that's a measurement in volume. That's for sure. All measurements in the Torah B'Derech Kal are volume. So if you say that there's a certain shear, if after that shear it's not only an Omer, it's a Gondish, that already would certainly be a volume measurement. Now the Yishalmi brings us as two separate drashas, Lizashav Lekachtai and Gondish, and the Yishalmi says something interesting. It says an Afkamina Lalocha between the two is if you forget this Omer Sheyesh B'Sasayim together with two others. If the pshat is, there's a din of Omer v'loy gadish, so kum tais, it's not an Omer v'chlal. If it's not an Omer, it's not mitzdarif with the other two, and the other two would be considered shekha. But if the vart is, it's leisash l'kachtai, yotze zeh, which is difficult to carry, but it's still an Omer, so if you forget three, you'll be mitzdarif with the other two, and the other two also won't become shekha. That's state in the Yishalmi. So the Mefarshim and the Yishalmi point out that the Bavli seems to be arguing on the Yishalmi. Because Rav Huna says unequivocally that Omer Sheyesh B'Sasayim Tayrus Omer Lav Tayrus Gondish Alav, that even though the problem is that it's not a god that it's not an Omer, it's a Gondish. Even if you're going to say that the reason why it's not Shech is because it's a Gondish, but still it's going to be tzayif for the other two Amarim to become that it, to make them Ois Shecha. So the Mashmoyis Advarim is that the Fili Yishalmi, if the Mir of Gadish is V'shechachta Omer Basad of Loi Gadish, so then it's not Mitzarev with the other two, and the other two are Shecha. It's only if you Darish and Leisash of L'kachta, so then you're saying it's not a Gadish, it's an Omer, it's just an Omer that's difficult to carry, so then it's Mitzarev to the other two to make the two Eis Shecha. Hashem in the Bavli seems to be saying that even if the Yisayit is Omer of Loi Gadish, it's considered a Gadish, B'negeya itself, B'negeya, that it's not Shecha, but it's still considered an Omer in order to make the other two not Shecha. But what's the Svaris Adavar? Neiman of Shech. If it's an Omer, so it should be Shecha when you forget it alone. If it's not an Omer, it's a Gadish. So how come it's considered three Amarim to make the other two not Shecha? So the Mishnah Lamelech, in Perikei Elchaz Matnes Aniyim, at the end. He says two possible pshatim. Either the pshat is that you always go in favor of the Baal HaBayis. The Torah does that, and he brings a raya because you see the sasayim. If let's say it's not really sasayim, because some of the bushels are empty. He says, you say, Roy Naisakila Hey Malaya, so you go in favor of the Baal HaBayis. Shecha is a din, it's a chiddush. You always go in favor of the Baal HaBayis. So when the Torah says, I'm a v'lay gadish, and the Torah is saying it's considering a sasayim to be a gadish, it doesn't mean it's a gadish. It means the Baal HaBayis has a right to consider it a gadish if that would go to his favor and make it that it shouldn't be shecha. But if there are another two imrim, and anyway it's not shecha, and adarabba, it would be a detrimental thing to be called a gadish because then the other two will be shecha, so then the Baal HaBayis has a right not to consider it a gadish. You always go in favor of the Baal HaBayis. But then he says another pshat, and the Shnei Saliyah was also mashmin a second pshat. That's not the pshat you always go in favor of the Baal HaBayis. The pshat is it's really not a gadish. We're just calling it a gadish in order that it shouldn't become shecha. But it really it's an imer. We're just considering it a gadish b'negei the fact that it's not shecha. He says an afkamin between the two, I don't want to be meirich. But the Mikdash David says, the fihis havana, that the whole yisayid of both the din of imer v'lei gadish and the din of shalosh shemar meinis shecha is that it's unusual to forget that much and mistamad of alabayis will come back for it. He says, l'fi zeh, it's very moving. If you forget this alone, so it's big and unusual to forget it, Mestam will come back. And if you forget it with two others, Lamai said there were three things forgotten, so they also Mestam, you'll come back for all three of them. If the whole thing is Tali and Svara, then the din is even easier to understand.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.